The title of the lesson this morning is One Ark, Seven Trumpets, and One Shout. One Ark, Seven Trumpets, and One Shout. Hebrews 11, verse 30 says, "By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days." Now, let's turn to Joshua chapter 6 and see what happened. Joshua chapter 6. First, we see typified a sinner hardening his own heart. Joshua 6, verse 1. "Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in." Jericho was a fortified city on the edge of the land of Canaan. And 40 years earlier, when Joshua sent the spies in to spy out the land, this was one of the cities that they came back and said, "The people is greater and taller than we, and the cities are great and walled up to heaven." So now, as the camp of Israel approaches, being so persuaded of their safety behind these big, tall walls that they've built and fortified by their own hands, they shut themselves in. They shut themselves up behind these walls. The citizens agreed never to surrender to anybody, not to go out. And though they were mighty men of valor, the scripture says, they agreed none of them would go out to fight. And they wouldn't allow any of the Israelites to come in to them with a word of peace. And so we have here a picture of a sinner hardening his heart to his own destruction. So it is with many sinners who resolve to strengthen themselves against God. Mighty men, but men who resolve to shut themselves in and shut others out. Then secondly, we see the Lord's word of promise. Joshua 6, verse 2. "And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king, and the mighty men of valor." The Lord's promise to his people is a word of victory already accomplished. Victory already accomplished. Notice the Lord doesn't say, "I will give Jericho into thy hand," but "I have given into thine hand Jericho." It's already done. And not only the city, but the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. Our text in Hebrews 11:30 says, "By faith the walls of Jericho fell down." And then in Joshua 6:2 it says, "The Lord said, I have given." So once again we see that faith's confidence and faith's assurance, the faith of the believer, his confidence and his assurance lies in the object of our faith and the power and faithfulness of our God. The Lord declares this to us every time we hear the gospel preached. The Lord said, "Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished." That's the message of the gospel. Salvation is accomplished. That her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. She's received eternal righteousness and holiness. A double reward in place of all her sins. Christ has conquered the enemy on our behalf. Colossians 2:13 says, "In you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it." Do you believe the Lord's word of promise? Do you believe the Lord's word of promise? The victory is already won by Christ Jesus the Lord. "And the city shall be given to those who trust the Lord by faith." That's truly, it's that summed up, that simple. The victory is won by the Lord Jesus Christ, and the city shall be given to those who trust Him. Well, thirdly here, we see that the Lord who declares the victory is already won also gives clear instruction on what faith must do, what we as believers must do by faith. Verse 3, "And ye shall compass the city, all of ye men of war, and go round about the city once, and thus shalt thou do 6 days, and 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns, and the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets." The captain of the Lord of hosts gives direction how this city should be besieged. No trenches are to be dug. No battering rams are to be used. No military assaults of any kind. But the ark of God must be carried. And it must be carried by the priest round the city once a day for 6 days, and 7 times on the 7th day. And the 7 ram's horns must be blown by the 7 priests. And the men of war were to remain silent. Just remain silent. And the Lord declares to us what shall surely come to pass if we but trust Him. He tells us what's going to happen. He knows the end from the beginning. And He tells us what's going to happen. That's what the gospel declares. Look here in verse 5. "And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. When the ark has been carried by the priest, and when the city's been circled 7 times on that 7th day, and the priest shall sound the trumpet with one long, loud blast, then the people are to all give a great shout, and the walls of this city are going to just fall down flat on the ground. And the people in the city are going to be so afraid that they won't even be able to make any resistance." Would you believe God if He told you that? It's happened now. This really happened. You walk around a city one time a day for 6 days in a row, 7 times on the 7th day, carrying an ark of the covenant, and the priests blowing a trumpet every day. And on the last day, all 7 blow with a long blast, and these mighty walls. Think of the Great Wall of China. Think of how much work we had to do with Russia in the 80s to get them to tear down the wall, you know. And he said, this is all you're going to do. You're not going to use any force whatsoever. And His word, we hear week after week what the Lord has done, what He is doing, and what He promises He shall do. And we are to be as Joshua and his brethren, and wait and see the salvation of the Lord. And then fourthly, we see that faith obeys the Lord who declares the victory's already won. Faith obeys. Now let's see that. Verse 6. "And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them," and Joshua's going to repeat this, "take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on, and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the 7 priests, bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns, passed on before the Lord, and blew with the trumpets. And the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets. And the reward, that rearward, came after the ark, the priest going on and blowing with the trumpets. Wherever the ark went, that's where the people were to go. And the armed men went before the priest to clear the way. To clear the way. Though they were men of war, though they were armed, they were glad to do what they were bid to do. Removing any obstacle that would hinder the ark being carried forth. They prepared for any opposition by the enemy that might stop the trumpets from sounding. And behind them, behind the ark, was that rear ward. And the weapon that was carried by the men of war. Here's now what we find out. Verse 10. Joshua had commanded the people, saying, "Ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice. Neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout, then shall ye shout." Now, the men of war and all the people were armed, really, spiritually speaking, with only two weapons. They only had two weapons. They had faith and they had a voice. They had faith and they had a voice. And they were to make no noise so that they could hear the gospel trumpet blow. Until the day that their Joshua bid them shout. And that is where true faith is found, in discretion. Y'all know what the word discretion means? If somebody says use discretion, it means be quiet, be silent, be tight-lipped about something. Knowing when to be silent, and speaking only when the Lord Jesus has bid us shout. Remember what the Lord told Moses and what Moses told the people? He said, "God shall fight and you shall hold your peace." Now, believers, I see here in this, believers are both the armed men who led the way, armed with faith and a voice, who allowed no interference in the preaching of the gospel. They allowed no interference in the preaching of the gospel. And the great congregation were those who came, made up the rear ward, who followed Christ the ark, who is their strength and their hope. And the armed men in the congregation are all believers. We have one voice and we have faith. That's our weapons. And we make sure that nothing interferes with Christ our ark, with the gospel of Christ our ark being sounded, with the trumpet being blown. And the priests here signify the Lord's messengers who carry the message of Christ the ark. Christ, the Ark of the Covenant, in whom all God's promises are. And they blow the seven trumpets, the gospel of perfection. That number seven is the number of perfection. The gospel of perfection is only, that's only one gospel. That's the gospel of God's Son. That's the gospel of perfection. And together, both the priests and the men of war and all the congregation compassed this walled up city, and everyone did it in order, by faith, just like Joshua told them. The Lord spoke to Joshua, and Joshua went and spoke to the people. You see a picture of Christ in Joshua, the mediator between God and men? And by order, they compassed this city. Now look at verse 14. And the second day, they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. Only that day. Now God could have caused the walls of Jericho to fall at any time. At any time. But faith must be taught patience. And faith must be taught to persevere. And wait on the salvation of the Lord. And can't you just hear the folks in Jericho? The first day that they heard these horns blowing and this slow march around their city, they might have been a little leery and wondering what's going on. The second day they heard it, they might have perked up and tried to find out what was going on again. Maybe even the third day. But by now, they're sitting there thinking, what in the world are these fools, these foolish Israelites doing? Just marching around this city, blowing a trumpet. What in the world are they doing? Verse 16. We're in Joshua chapter 6, verse 16. And it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout. Skip down to verse 20, I'm sorry. So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city, and then utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword, and they won the victory, just like God said they would. Now, what can we learn from all this? I want to give you five things real quick. First of all, the Lord's ways are not our ways. The Lord's ways are not our ways. Isaiah 55:8 says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Who would have thought a city so fortified, with men so mighty, could be taken with an ark, seven trumpets, and one shout? Wasn't that the same amazement that you thought when God Almighty broke down the walls of your heart, revealing Christ your ark, by simply preaching the gospel and sounding long and shouting mightily into your soul? Isn't that what you thought in amazement? That's all he used. That's all he used. The Lord does things ways. There's folks trying to save people by every manner possible, but the manner, the means that God has said use. They're trying to use every means, but the means that God has said use. Christ the ark, gospel, the trumpet, the gospel of the perfection of that's in Christ Jesus, and a shout. I think that might have something to do with the Spirit of God in a man's heart. Awakening. Awake, O sleeper, like they said in Jonah. Secondly, faith trusts the Lord our High Priest, who saves not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. As believers, as men of war, that's what we are. We have these two weapons, faith and a voice. That's all we have. But we're to remain silent so we can hear the gospel trumpet. We remain silent so we can hear the gospel trumpet. Until Joshua, our Joshua, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, says, today is the day the walls come down. In 2 Corinthians 10:4, it says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Well, thirdly, first off, the Lord's ways are not our ways. Secondly, we trust the Lord our High Priest. We trust our Joshua. We sit quietly till he says, today is the day of salvation. Because the weapons of our warfare aren't carnal. It's faith and a voice. Then thirdly, faith looks to the ark of God our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom all the word of God is sure and certain. Yea and amen. This city here was a great walled up city, Jericho, that blocked their way into Canaan. Your city may be a poor loved one whose hard heart is straightly shut up. Or the city may be some mighty impregnable fortress of trial that blocks your entrance into the promised land of rest. But whatever the city may be that lies before you, look to the ark. Follow the ark. And when the day of rest comes, when that seventh day comes, and the day of rest comes, you'll find that He was your rest, and He was your conqueror the whole time you made the trip. That ark represents God Almighty. That ark represents the Lord Jesus Christ. And they didn't go a step without looking to that ark. And the whole time they made that trip, waiting for that wall to fall down, it was that ark that was present with them, that was keeping them, that was encouraging them, that was their strength, that was their power, and that was the one who brought the wall down. And that's what we discover. When the wall comes down, that's what we discover. Then fourthly, the ark and the shout gained the victory. But the trumpet had to be blown every day until that perfect day. It had to be blown every day until that perfect day. I can imagine the sound of the seven trumpets were probably irritating to those inside Jericho, especially after 6 days of hearing it. It probably got irritating. And then on that seventh day, when they marched around it seven times all day long, they were probably beside themselves with the sound of it. But now, can you imagine those who were that whole troop of people who were walking, the priest leading the way with those trumpets, and the ark going before, and the armed men out in front, and the whole rear ward of the congregation coming along? That trumpet sounding made them put one step in front of the other one, one step in front of the other one, and keep marching, and keep marching. That trumpet kept reminding them, God said it's going to be by one long blast of this trumpet that these walls are going to fall down. And every time they heard that trumpet, they kept being reminded, it's this trumpet that's going to bring these walls down. We have to come and hear the gospel of God's grace in Christ Jesus, because that's the way God has purposed to strengthen the inner man through the Spirit, so that we can take one step after another, one step after another, being constantly reminded that He's going to bring the walls down. He's going to give the city into our hand. That's what Ephesians 6:14 says. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. As gospel trumpets got to be blown, we got to hear it. Then here's the fifth thing. Faith perseveres. Faith perseveres. I said I had five things. I got six things. I just realized. Here's the fifth thing. Faith perseveres. Galatians 9:6-9 says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Lamentations 3:25 says, the Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. That's what they were doing the whole time. They were marching around. They were obeying Him. They were walking. They were doing what He told them to do. But they were waiting. They were waiting. Here's the sixth thing. Faith gets the victory. Faith gets the victory. That's what John said. 1 John 5:4. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And we saw right in the beginning why that's the case. Because from the very beginning, God said, I have given the city into your hand. And faith gets the victory by simply trusting that God shall give the city into our hand, just like he said he already has. At the end of time, when our Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout and the sound of a trumpet, Satan's kingdom shall be completely ruined, and not till then. And when all opposing rule, principality, and power shall be effectually and eternally put down. With one ark, seven trumpets, and a shout. And a shout. Look with me. I want to close with this passage of Scripture. Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19. Verses 1 through 6. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Hallelujah. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen. Hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Well, I hope that's a blessing to you.